Hello and welcome to The Ether. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Visit OC's What We Do page using the link in the show notes to take advantage of some of their other educational resources, including weekly meetups to discuss Terra protocols, strategies, and concepts, the Terra Luna Intel Report on Telegram, and YouTube explainer videos on Terra concepts. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Terra Biddler Hour. Let's take a listen.
All right, folks. I think we'll get going, and hopefully people will join us as we continue. Welcome to our first developer relations Twitter Spaces. We have a little alpha for you today on what we're building and bonus dev from the ecosystem. So I'm going to do some real quick intros from TFL. We've got Jason, Artie, Manuel, and Evan will be joining us in just a moment from our developer relations and engineering department. We're also going to have Iron Star Finance to talk about their experience in building on Terra. And then we'll open the floor up for other developers to, you know, ask questions. And in the end, we'll invite everyone over to the Discord, where we also host office hours on Fridays. The goal of the space is to update the community on some of our less flashy but still important items that we've been brewing up in the laboratory, and provide a space for developers to ask questions directly to the core team that maybe we wouldn't normally be able to reach. After the spaces ends, we do host those office hours on the Terra main Discord, which we'll link at the end of our time here. And we're going to start our spaces off with a quick update and some alpha from Jason, our developer relations lead. And then we'll provide some space for Iron Star to speak about their experience and we'll end today with an open discussion. So if that sounds great to everyone, we'll turn it over to Jason.
Awesome. Welcome, everyone. Happy Friday. Super, super happy to be here and chatting with y'all. See a lot of familiar faces out there. Karma, Jimmy, whoever's manning the Galactic Punks account. Eddie, you're one of my favorite validators. Appreciate what you do. Some of the stuff that my team's been working on is primarily a developer tool called Terrain. And so our main goal with Terrain is to be, you know, the one-stop developer suite for developers who are building on Terra. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, individual commands and tasks that need to be ran when you're building on Terra. If you've deployed smart contracts to Terra before, you're probably familiar with, you know, running cargo WASM, and then you got to run the Rust optimizer, and then you use TerraD to upload the code, and then TerraD to instantiate the code. And, it's from our experience when we're working with new developers, especially like in the hackathon setting, it's a whole lot to keep track of and to remember. And, you know, you got to get all the gas flags right and just you have to do everything pretty perfectly. And so, yeah, the main, you know, first goal of Terrain is really to just automate all of those individual tasks. And, you know, currently, I think it does that part pretty well. So, you know, you can go from never deploying a contract on Terra to, you know, actually getting something up on local Terra or on the testnet in very minimal time, with, you know, not a lot of pain or errors or issues that you run into along the way. And so, yeah, I mean, one of the big updates that we had this week was, well, over the weekend, many of us attended the Ottawa Hackathon. And, you know, this was a pretty incredible event just because we had a large amount of students who were, you know, brand new to Terra, using Terrain to, you know, accomplish their vision or to deploy their vision. And, you know, some of the protocols or ideas that we got out of there were really, really cool. I think, you know, some of my top two favorite protocols, one of them was called Legacy Protocol, and they do on-chain will and testaments. So you can basically declare a number of beneficiaries and deposit some funds. And if you don't trigger, like, there's a special transaction you have to send once a year. And if you don't trigger that transaction, then your funds would be, like, automatically released to your beneficiaries. And, you know, the team that built this was able to do it in just 36 hours. And I think what they ended up shipping was really impressive. One of my other favorite protocols, this one was kind of more interesting. Their goal was to try to, you know, have a way to verify speed runs of various games. So if you're going to do a speed run of, like, Super Mario Brothers, they have, this is kind of crazy, they wrote a key logger that would actually record the key presses as you hit them, and it would stream those to the smart contract on the Terra blockchain. And the smart contract would look at, you know, the milliseconds between key presses. That way, you know, it would verify that what was happening was actually, like, possible for a human to pull off. And so, you know, they were trying to build this really tight, like, ecosystem for, you know, provable or verifiable speed runs for video games. And I think that's definitely, like, a really unique use case that I haven't come across before. And they were, you know, pretty darn close at the end of the weekend to actually shipping a full working product. So, yeah, we're definitely keeping in touch with these students and gonna encourage them to continue working on these projects and hopefully get a couple of them up to mainnet Terra. Yeah, so coming out of the hackathon over the weekend, we obviously got a lot of feedback, a lot of feature requests for Terrain and other tooling on Terra. So, you know, this week, the team's been focused on just incorporating a lot of that feedback, like, back into our tooling. So, you know, some of the new stuff that we are working on is, you know, Manuel, who's one of our newest developer relations engineer, is working on a really great NFT tutorial on, you know, for how to actually create and deploy an NFT collection on Terra using Terrain. So that's, you know, we should have that up next week. And I think, you know, we get a lot of people who are wanting to, you know, start experimenting with NFTs, a lot of artists who don't know Rust and who are just looking to, you know, deploy a collection. And I think having a basic tutorial that will walk through this and teach them how to do it is going to be really powerful. You know, some of the less, I guess, less interesting pieces are, we're going to be shipping ARM 64 support. So if you're on an M1 Mac and you are, you know, trying to build Rust CosmWasm applications. Terrain will, you know, it will move much quicker with the ARM64 support. And so this is something that came up quite a bit. We had, you know, a number of people with M1 MacBooks, and when they would go to compile, it would take, you know, upwards of 10 minutes just to get a quick build out and uploaded. And so, yeah, in my testing, if we use the ARM64 Rust optimizer, it's really, you know, just as quick as it would be on a non-ARM hardware. So that's something that I've been working on, hoping to get that out into a PR today and reviewed and deployed. See, yeah, what else are we working on, Jared? Is there anything I missed that you can think of?
No, I think you're killing it. From the ecosystem side, we have a variety of hackathons coming up, kind of throughout the world. So I just kind of stay tuned to the main Terra Twitter for those. But the DevRails team does do travel to those events. And if you're having a hackathon, you want one of us specifically to help out, send us a message. We'll come on by, visit you locally.
Yeah, I think the next hackathon that I'm really excited about is going to be, I don't know what the name of it yet, but Jump Crypto is hosting an event at the end of April in Chicago. And this is going to be a month-long hackathon. So it's definitely probably the longest hackathon that I've seen, especially the longest hackathon focused on Terra. And so the first week is going to be really focused on instruction. So, you know, having everyone go through a couple of exercises to basically get everyone, you know, up to the same page and on the same level. And then the rest of the time is going to be splitting into groups and actually building, you know, new protocols, new projects, new, you know, whatever they come up with. And yeah, I think the reason I'm really excited about this hackathon is, you know, Jump Crypto, they've built out a whole new space in Chicago that they call the Pit. And so in the Pit, they've got all of the amenities that developers could ever want to be comfortable, to be successful. You know, they've got the Red Bull, they've got comfy chairs. I've heard they may even have masseuse tables. So it's definitely going to be a really cool event. And so I'll definitely be there for part of that. And I think that we're going to be having more people coming out. And so, yeah, definitely. I believe the official Twitter, Terra Twitter, has already talked about this. So I think they're accepting applications now. And if you're interested, definitely, you know, get your application in, and yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys in Chicago. I think another event that I'm really excited about is the Terra Dapp Expo. That's happening in Austin. I will definitely be there because I'm in Austin, and I am talking with, you know, the Terra Builders Alliance about potentially doing some sort of mini hackathon or, you know, mini building session. So, you know, definitely if you can make it to Austin for the Terra Dapp Expo, it seems like that's going to be a pretty elite event, with a lot of, you know, really, really cool people showing up and plenty to do. So yeah, definitely looking forward to hopefully meeting a lot of y'all in person.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that one. That one is June 7th through 9th? Is that right?
Sounds right.
Heck yeah.
I just know I'll be here. So whenever it happens, I'll show up.
Yeah, I'll be spending the week in Austin too, hopefully meeting a lot of good builders that week. Okay, cool. Well, so that's a freaking exciting update about Terrain. For those that are just joining, I know we've had a couple people join. Basically, Terrain is being developed into the Truffle and Ganache suite of Terra. which if you develop on Ethereum, you know, is really makes the experience easier for you. So far, we've had a focus on attracting developers who are very invested in the Terra ecosystem, who are willing to spend a lot of time learning the CLI, learning how Rust works, how to deploy a smart contract to Terra specifically. And I think that that's led to a really great quality of projects. We are recognizing now that to bring in a larger quantity of projects and to make the ecosystem more accessible, that we're going to have to develop and maintain tooling at TFL. And it obviously we're interested in, and I think I merge community requests consistently, but there has to be someone in charge of it. There has to be someone that the buck kind of stops with and is responsible for development tools. And so that's what this team is up to. And we're gonna do weekly updates here, and again in the Discord, and accept feedback as we go through that process so that we can ship that tool to you as quickly as possible.
Yep. Yeah. And just to, I can talk a little bit about, you know, I guess what our roadmap looks like. Yeah. So right now we're focusing on, you know, Terrain CLI. I think, you know, building on the command line is a pretty logical first step. And it's also, you know, where a lot of developers spend their time already. You know, where the future goes later in the year, we're going to be working on a desktop component to this. So a desktop application whose job it is to kind of start and stop the local Terra node. You know, it's also going to have like a little mini block explorer built in, and it's going to help you get your wallets and accounts set up. And so, you know, the goal here is really just to make it as seamless as possible. You know, you shouldn't have to know about Docker, or you shouldn't have to know about, you know, really, if you're just a developer, you shouldn't have to worry about like how to run a Terra node or how to, you know, make sure your node is up and running. Yeah, we really want to have a desktop application that will make that like as seamless as possible. And so, you know, I think that's going to come a little bit later after we get a lot of the core functionality built out in Terrain and the Terrain CLI. But if you've used Ganache on Ethereum, you know, that's kind of our inspiration. Obviously, we want to be better than Ethereum, but, you know, right now our focus is to reach parity and at least compete on a real level as far as developer tooling goes. And so, yeah, that's something that I'm really excited about. You know, if you've used Electron in the past, I mean, that's probably going to be the technology we end up using. That's really nice because, you know, for the community, if you're familiar with HTML, JavaScript, and CSS, you really have what it takes to contribute to, you know, Terrain, which is written in TypeScript, and in the future, you know, whatever we end up calling the desktop app, it should be pretty painless for new people to also contribute to it. We are going to need a name for this desktop tool. So, you know, trying to keep it space themed, but, you know, if on Ethereum they call their desktop application Ganache, you know, what would the Terra Ganache be? Yeah, that's something that would love to have the community's help on. You don't want to hear my names.
Yeah, we can be Meringue.
We've been working with a code name Souffle, but you know, souffles can be a little boring, so
yeah. It's also not space themed.
Yeah,
cosmic souffle.
Cosmic souffle.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely a naming competition on that. Looking forward to hearing the creative ideas. I think we'll give Ironstar just a little space here and maybe 5-10 minutes, and then we'll close out with some open discussion. So each week we'd like to bring up at least one, maybe two, builders on Terra, new or old, People who have done things that we've either helped develop and we've seen that process, or that we've watched develop from the sidelines and said, man, that was pretty cool. Iron Star has done something this last week that I've asked a lot of people in the community to do, and they actually executed. So I'm excited to hear what that process was like. They forked Station and added in a tutorial layer. So, when you're onboarding your mom and she says, what's staking? Iron Star has a little thing that tells her exactly, here's how you buy UST. Here's how you stake it. I won't take too much out of their sales there, but Iron Star. So I'd love to hear a lot more. Do you want to start with a team intro, or
we really appreciate you're spot on. So we've been involved in the community as
got a connection issue.
All right. Well, maybe we'll give them a little time to reconnect or something, and we'll move into just an open discussion if people want to like raise their hands and ask questions or however you guys want to do it. I can start picking people. I see we got Donko out there. I'm sure you got some questions.
AMA.
Yeah. Let's see if this is a better connection for Iron
Star. Yeah, so it seems like there may have been an issue with my my Apple AirPods, but now that I've disconnected those, things seem to be working better.
Right on, perfect.
You sound good.
No, I appreciate it, guys. So what I was attempting to say was that Jared could have given the entire description of our product for us. He pretty much nailed it. We've been on the sidelines of the community for a while and are brand new to the building space. We launched our first product, what we're calling Iron Star Station, which is that tutorialized open source fork of Terra Station about a week ago. We've been really appreciative to the community feedback. We've already gotten some updates in there, but to give a broad overview of sort of how we came up with the idea for the product and how we developed it, we were brainstorming, what would be the best way to educate and onboard new users. We've got a lot going on in the community that has put Terra on the radar of the global community, from legacy TradFi all the way through virtually every blockchain at this point. And we're seeing that in UST adoption, and we're seeing that in user growth and the number of instances of Terra Station that are being loaded. And for the last, year or 2 years, people on our team have faced the challenge of, okay, how do you onboard a new user to Terra? You're passionate about the product. You're passionate about the ecosystem. You can point them to YouTube videos, and that's great. You can point them to PDF documents, and that's great. But at some point, the users that ultimately generally end up getting indoctrinated into the lunatic culture are the ones that have a mentor that sit down with them and show them step by step one time. How do you use the interfaces? How do you interact with the products? What do these things do? What do they mean? It's daunting to someone, especially when we think about classes of users that, maybe the simple things that we take for granted, like, are you using Google Chrome and are you able to install an extension into Google Chrome? Those are users that we want to be a part of our ecosystem. And so how do we bridge the gap where there's such a large range of users, from those users that just want to use the products to the super users that want to be yield farming and engaging with a lot of the more complex products, to the builders who are actually creating everything that the rest of us get to interact with? And we said, how can we automate the process of that handholding? And so that's where Iron Star Station came in. And so what we thought was the best approach is, what are the things that we need to tell every new user? And so from that mindset, we created a wrapper around a fork of Terra Station. And that wrapper was built in React and using a lot of JavaScript tools. And we latch on to CSS and HTML elements within our version of Terra Station. And we've created a tutorial, and that tutorial you can turn off. If you're an advanced user and you don't want to use it, or you've already used it and you know your way around, you can shut that off at any point in time. But for that new user, it walks you through the, and we've created it for two paths, right? One is the path of acquiring UST and depositing into Anchor through the Terra Station UI. And the other path is to acquire Luna and then stake it to a validator to secure the network. And we try not just to walk you through those steps, but also to explain what you're doing and why you're doing it and how it benefits you as an individual, and then also the Terra chain and community as you're going through the process. And we think that that handholding and that automated education is really hopefully the future for front ends in the space. And you know, as I said, we really made no modifications whatsoever to the core station code base. All we've done is created a wrapper to contain it and then host it in a decentralized format and front end. It's very much a beta product. We've already gotten great feedback from the community that some of the text was illegible when you loaded it with certain themes. And so we've already released an update that tackles that. For one of the workflows, we know that we want to enhance it to be more detective so that it knows if there's a balance in your wallet or not. And we're going to do that not by probing the blockchain or your wallet directly. We're just going to probe the HTML of the page so that it's non-invasive, but it's able to give you an even better, you know, user experience as you're going through. So this is the first of our absolutely free user products that we're launching. And we just hope to keep building from here. And we're definitely open to any feedback from the community or ideas that you have. We've got a lot in our roadmap, but obviously we want to target our efforts towards what's going to benefit the community the most and what you guys see the most value in. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak today, and I'm open to talking more.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, so far it's looking really good. I think it's providing a very valuable service. I like the way you describe it as like automated education or automated mentoring, or even, it's an automated coach to kind of step you through some of the stuff that I think a lot of us probably take for granted, which is, you tell someone to just copy their address and you just deposit funds into it. Well, there's a lot that goes into that, like what even is an address and where do I find it? So I guess, you kind of alluded to some of the roadmap items, like, making it more intelligent. I guess one of my questions is, are y'all wanting to be a wallet company or are you an education company? So, are you wanting to take Station maybe beyond what it is now and continue with the fork, or is the goal to just continue to be a wrapper around the existing Station interface?
That's a great question. And right now we don't have a direction for monetization through these community tools, right? In the broader scheme, a lot of us are heavily invested in the Luna ecosystem, the Terra ecosystem, and we recognize that these community-based projects that we're building, that our monetization strategy is simply based on the value accrual back to the assets that we hold on our personal balance sheets, right? And the company doesn't necessarily need to make money from these particular items. That being said, we have a roadmap as well for some things that target institutional adoption of UST. And I can't go into more detail about those at the moment. However, that's how the company plans to long-term monetize itself. And then these tools will be important so that the corporate user base that we intend to target have tools to educate population, their employees, their senior leaders on the ecosystem, so that they're able to derive the most value from those revenue-generating products that are in the pipeline and being worked on right now.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, you could say the token for Iron Star Finance is Luna, which yeah, I love that. I think if you can drive value to the Terra ecosystem as a whole, I mean, that ultimately just benefits you and everyone else at the same time. So, definitely appreciate those efforts. I think public goods. You know, I mean, right now I would consider it a public good. They're super important, and yeah, very, very appreciative. Cool. Well, we can move on to just general Q&A. So you might have a question. Let's see.
Yeah, I think we're connecting now. Hey, Boo, go ahead.
Maybe we don't have a question.
All right. No worries there. I guess I've got a question for Fire and Star while we'll wait for our next person to connect. Well, how would you recommend someone who is new at building on Terra kind of, what should their first step be? How should they get started?
So I think a big question there is, what is it that you're trying to build, right? And the beauty of that question is that you don't necessarily need to be a smart contract developer, no Rust to get started, right? Absolutely. Everything that we built to port the or to fork to the version of Station like we did, and the tools that we layered on top of it, all of that was done without any contract development skills, right? We used React, we used JavaScript, we used, you know, GitLab in our case, as opposed to GitHub, in order to maintain some workflows that we need for our corporate structure. But you know, I think the key is understand what it is that you're trying to accomplish and contribute to the ecosystem, and then develop the right team with the right skill sets to deliver those results. You know, we don't have any immediate plans to launch a token, but we do have plans to launch like an NFT, for example. So you want people that complement, you know, the skill sets that you need to deliver those results on your team. And I think that a lot of thought needs to go into, you know, what it is that ultimately you want to be contributing, and what you would like your role to be on a team, or what it is your project's trying to accomplish to right place talent in order to be able to meet, you know, your end goal. And there's space for everybody, right? We need graphic designers, we need web 2 developers, we need smart contract developers, you know, we need project managers. All of it's necessary to continue to build the ecosystem. So I think it's thinking about like, what are you best suited for, and then doubling down on that skill set and bringing it to Terra and Web3.
Absolutely. That's kind of, you know, one of the dirty secrets of Web3 development is that, I mean, it's very similar to Web2 development in that, you know, I find myself putting most of my effort on the front end, you know, so just React, you got some JavaScript APIs to interact with Terra Station. And then, you know, the smart contracts typically are a magnitude of size smaller in lines of code than the actual front end. And so, yeah, definitely need a lot of front end developers. I want to give, see, DeFi Zealot a chance. How's it going?
Hey, not too bad. I just have an idea around what was spoken from Iron Star Finance a little bit. So I'm really bought on to the idea of making it easy for us lunatics to onboard other people. And it really resonated in terms of all of the kind of tutorial style things that you guys talked about. My one suggestion would be, like, inevitably at the end of that lecture, you know, that you're spending time with your friends to give them, there's so many options that of, you know, I guess getting returns and yields from your investments. One of the things that I find myself doing on the whiteboard at the end of one of those sessions, like listing out all of the different opportunities, like you, if you put your Luna here, it'll be X percent. If you do the ARB between Biluna Luna, this is the X percent. And you know, every time I've done it, those percentages, depending on market conditions, change. So as you guys were talking about that, after you do the first kind of very simple things like put money into Anchor, USD into Anchor, or Luna as Biluna, or whatever the basic things are, it would be really cool to have a dashboard that kind of live shows you, these are the major opportunities and here are the percentages of APY that you can you know, you can look at depending on what you want to do, and it kind of updates live, right? And kind of shows you according to the market conditions so that you can make that choice like, hey, do I lock up my Luna in just the basic, you know, validators, or do I want to go put it on Stator? Or, and you know, there's a good opportunity there to have like after the first few lessons, right? Like then you are dropped into that dashboard of these are the things that are available to do.
Yeah, I think that's why soliciting community feedback like this is so important, because there are an infinite number of ways that we can continue to develop these types of educational and automated educational products, right? And so our resources are finite. However, you know, just presenting that and breathing it into you know, this Twitter space now makes that on our radar and everyone else that's listening's radar. So hopefully a product like that does get developed. Sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, I love that. I think the opportunities
for that
are only growing. You're going to have a long list by the end of the year, you know, for all the places you can stick your Luna and what it means and what it does in different places. So yeah, that's definitely a really cool idea. All right, let's go to Caleb. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I'm a developer. My most recent project was on IBM. So I've been looking for a way to get involved with the Terra community in terms of the role. So I was wondering, I did some applications, but I didn't get back.
Caleb, I was wondering, your microphone is just picking up your background noise there, brother.
As I was saying, I'm a developer. I am looking for a way to get into the Terra ecosystem in terms of development. I need to put in some applications to some of the roles I saw open, but I've never heard any feedback from anyone yet. So I was wondering, how do I probably get a role within Terra?
Yeah, that's a good question. See, did you apply to TFL, or was it, you know, protocols in the ecosystem?
It was TFL. That was a couple of months ago. I need to pull it out to see the exact roles I applied for.
Gotcha. I would say, you know, we've got a brand new like HR team and brand new recruiting staff, so. We're also moved to new like HR software. So yeah, I would submit again, I think. Jared, what do you think?
Yeah, I just submit again.
Okay. Okay, that's
fine. Yeah, because we are hungry for developers, especially, you know, on my team. I'm looking for people who are interested in helping other developers and you know, people who are interested in developing tooling and developing tutorials and all of that stuff. So yeah, that goes for anyone in here who you know, wants to work with developers. I mean, if you are a developer, you should know what developers are like, and yeah, they're great to work with.
Cool. I've also written some developers tutorials in the past, so I think it's interesting to do that for Terra as well.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'll be on the lookout. Definitely.
Okay.
Gonna do some recruiting while we're here.
Yeah, why not?
Denku, what do we got to do to get you on? I'm just kidding. I don't want to take you away from what you're currently working on.
I'm also the worst developer in the world because I don't know code. So I don't think that I'm of any help for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you do a good job presenting the topics, which I think that's a huge part of it, right? It's like we really need all types.
Yeah, you help a lot with what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, gentlemen, first of all, I'm more than happy to help you guys also if I can contribute by any means. That would be the biggest pleasure ever. And I mean, I wanted to ask, right, is this now a reoccurring weekly thing? Because, I mean, Jason, we haven't talked in a while, so good to talk to you again. And Jared, both of you, it's great that you also basically come here out and speak to the people, because being now again, or having met now again, Chris, last week in Barcelona and so many other people from Terraform Labs. It's just, you don't see as a community member how much people are already involved with Terraform Labs, how much work there is done in, be it business development, be it what you guys are doing and all this kind of space. That's so, so important, right? So it's cool that you come out here, have hopefully this weekly setup and just also let people know what kind of important work you're doing.
Yeah, I think the goal is to do this on a reoccurring basis. You know, you definitely want to be more public and definitely want to, you know, I think it's important to be super iterative. And so always putting stuff out in the world, letting people use it, and then incorporating their feedback back into your product. At least that's the way, you know, I like to build stuff. So yeah. Jared, did you have a schedule in mind?
Yeah, we're definitely going to try and do these weekly. Got it approved with comms for us to do it from kind of our personal accounts. So I think Jason and I will co-host basically every week, same time. Maybe do a late night or early morning one for us one time or some one-offs like that. The idea was that Terraform Labs Engineering does a lot of really cool stuff that doesn't get the same flashiness as, say, business development or LFG, you know, buying $3 billion worth of tokens or something, but is what actually makes the chain function. And we thought that for a select group of people, that might actually be more interesting.
No doubt. All right, let me get Eddie up here, and then we can go hop over to the Discord. See, the Discord section is usually more collaborative, you know. So if you are building on Terra and you have a question, that's your chance to get some answers. What's going on, Eddie?
Hey guys, great talk. I have two things to say. What might be the first time being announced here? I think Bitstamp is adding a trading pair for UST against the dollar and the euro. So that's good news. The other thing is, if someone could give an update on what are the apps being built and future plans for NFTs in Terra, I'll be excited to hear about that. And one idea for working on in this space would be to allow NFTs to be purchased with a credit card via UST, because the hardest thing to onboard a new NFT user, or there's people that want to get into it, but they can't get past the hurdle of the user experience. And if they could just enter a credit card, purchase UST, and use that to bid on NFTs, I think a great swath of people would be attracted to jumping into this world, and it would be done via this, our chain. That that would be a great use case, I think.
Yeah, Jared. I'm not aware of anyone that's currently working on the fiat to NFT use case. I do feel like that's probably, you know, something that Alice, Cato, Cash, one of these guys could probably do pretty easily. I agree wholeheartedly. Like, to be able to have that flow just integrated directly on the marketplace front end would be really cool. As far as like what we're working on, or what, you know, what is being built for NFTs, I am aware of two teams that are currently working on some form of NFT indexing or NFT indexers. So one of these teams is a really popular analytics dashboard. They currently do analytics for Ethereum, Polygon, mostly, you know, EVM chains, but, you know, they're working on incorporating details about NFT floor prices, the NFT volume that's going through. So I think that will be really cool just to be able to demonstrate the power of Terra NFTs. Like, I think they often get overlooked, but you know, it's a rapidly maturing ecosystem, and the marketplaces are maturing, the projects are maturing. You know, yeah, it's a very exciting space.
All right,
nice. Maybe I'll jump in here and plug the Terra Wiki, terrawiki.org. If any of you devs have anything that you want to put out there, you can go to terrawiki.org, log in with Discord or GitHub, and you can pretty much write whatever you want. We're looking for people to write articles. Right now, there's a bounty program. You'll get 200 UST if you write an article. So head over to terrawiki.org. That's it.
I'm on that page. Tell me more about this. I was not aware of it. So this is an official TFL page, or what is
this? No, this is a community project. Started by the community. Community documentation. Anyone can contribute. And basically, this is a Wikipedia for Terra.
So we unfortunately have to hop over to our Discord office hours and provide some support there. So I'll tweet out at the end of this a link to join that main Discord. Ironstar, thanks for giving us your time today. Looking forward to seeing more from what you're building there, and everyone else. Hopefully we'll see you next week, same time, same place for more exciting alpha.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Terra Builder Hour, recorded on Friday, April 1st, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay. Checking that replay, sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed.
See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around three quarters of a cent each time Randy listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some portion of that for the actual artist.
Can't even say they're making pennies per play.
Until they can figure out how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies per play.
Another day, another lesson. Living in the eighth dimension might be worth a little mention. Living in the Great Depression, got a real regal feel. Reeling in another sucker fish out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Spaces.